I'm calling from Fairfield Road Hospital, any department.
Okay, tell me exactly what's happened.
This is a query suspected MERS.
Pardon?
We need to transfer one patient urgent to North Manchester Hospital Infection Ward. Query suspected MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome.
Spirit MERS.
We declared a major incident in this department.
MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, is a rare but severe coronavirus.
Yeah, 449, yeah. All right then, bye. 462 have just let me know that there's a MERS outbreak at Fairfield. They've told me I have to wear masks at all times going in.
I'll speak to the health control desk. Will you just let our crews know to wait outside? What's this?
One of the crews that were in A&E shouted me up. He said they've just arrived and it's carnage at Fairfield. He said they're just running around stressed. It's only a possibility at the moment, so we're not entirely sure.
Didn't we transfer a patient with MERS from Fairfield to MRI the other day?
Yeah.
It's unusual to have two MERS cases in 1 week.
I just hope that it's not another COVID.
I think if it was an actual pandemic, it'd be a lot worse than COVID MERS.
Yeah.
But hopefully
it's... not what we need.
Yeah.
Whilst less contagious than COVID-19, MERS has a fatality rate of 35%.
Someone with MERS has walked up the corridor in Fairfield, so Fairfield's carnage.
Romeo 423.
Have you spoke to anyone regarding Fairfield Hospital?
I have, yeah. I've just spoke to Paul at The Rock, so I'm going to head up there now.
Let us know if you need anything from us or we can assist you in any way.
Will do. I think there's someone from Fairfield that's waiting for me, so I shall get a lowdown from them to see what the plan of action is.
Roger that. No worries. Thank you.
This is not good.
Fairfield General is one of only two hospitals with an A&E department for the 670,000 people of Oldham, Bury and Rochdale in the northeast of Greater Manchester. Senior paramedic Claire is dispatched to manage liaison between the hospital and the ambulance service on scene.
All right, thanks for that. All right.
So,
the patient self-presented. I think they've followed a crew into the ambulance entrance and then walked down the whole corridor. It's right. Going to create a delay.
Yeah.
The patient's being seen by the nurses.
It's going to cause a backlog, isn't it, if we're not clearing from the hospital.
And is the SP on the way there now?
SP's on the way, meeting with a manager. Fingers crossed Claire will work some magic and we get these crews released as soon as possible.
No problem.
Bloody hell. Must start.
Chaos is the word.
No, that's why I've come up.
There's a manager coming over to me saying, you're on the corridor, what are you doing on the corridor?
Right. Oh,
yeah.
I shall go and find out. Thank you.
Tell me what's happening.
The patient has actually been in the waiting room, in the triage room, on the corridor, and red resource. I didn't tell anyone he'd been in Saudi Arabia.
Right, okay.
So now we have to do full cleans on all this, all the waiting room, all the triage room, all the corridor and all resource.
We're just going to bring the patients here. If you get an ambulance, you'll have to just let us know and then we can triage it.
I will go back to control, get them to send some comms out. How long do you think it'll
take? We're starting
cleaning
the waiting room now. So then once the waiting room's clean, we can go in there.
We can go in.
Yeah.
We've got a slight situation here in that they're having to do a deep clean and suspected MERS patient has walked through the corridor. So we might just have to stay here for a little while. Romeo 423.
423, go ahead.
I've just liaised with Fairfield Hospital, so if we can we get a message out onto the MDTs?
Yeah, no worries. So the driver of the vehicle into the hospital, inform nurse of arrival, and then they'll come out onto the ambulance.
Yeah, that's right. They're doing a deep clean everywhere, one bit at a time.
Is the patient confirmed MERS or are they still testing?
I don't think there's confirmation as yet. Hold on.
Roger, receive, Claire. Any more updates, just let us know.
GM2, all crews, just to update, there's been an outbreak at Fairfield. You need to wear masks
at all times
cut her out of the hospital.
Outbreak of what?
Got an outbreak of what exactly? COVID?
One member of staff needs to go in and tell a nurse that you are outside before taking a patient in. So that's wear masks at all times and only send one member of staff in before you send the patient in. Thank you.
The Hazardous Area Response Team, or HART, are specially trained paramedics who deal with complex emergencies, including highly infectious diseases.
We'll go to A&E.
Yeah.
Then we'll get the patient transferred into the ambulance. Then we'll have my vehicle, 304, lead vehicle, ambulance in the middle, and then 309 is our backup
right,
vehicle
okay.
Following handover. We'll then take this back to Ashburton.
Yep.
We'll do the full deep clean. Can't guarantee when you're going to get this vehicle back.
It is when it is, isn't it?
Any problems, I'll give you a ring.
Yep,
otherwise,
cool.
That's us.
The patient will be transferred 13 miles away to North Manchester General Hospital's Infectious Disease Unit.
Romeo 43, thanks, Claire.
Do you have any updates regarding Fairfield?
I've handed over to HART, so I've met them back at Bury Station. Give them a handover and they've taken one of our vehicles.
Do you have an update on the patient's condition?
He was quite poorly. There was concerns about him and I think that's what's escalated it to this suspicion of MERS. And that we do know that he returned from Saudi Arabia.
Roger, no worries. Hopefully he makes a swift recovery. Now he's in the right place, fingers crossed.
How was the patient, Jack?
He just said poorly. Should have the results back in the early hours of the morning.
It's business as usual now at Fairfield Hospital. They've decontaminated the ward.
GM to all crews, Fairfield is back to normal business. Crews can continue to use the MWAS entrance as normal. Thank you.